It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
It's a tradition unlike any other, and that's state basketball here on 92.1 FM KMZA Seneca. With studio producer, that's Captain Kirk Kilman. Here courtside at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City. I'm Jake Spaulding, joined by my partner, Chris Boswell. Jake and Bos, we're on the road once again, Bos, and it's a place that we like to call our second home here in Dodge City.
Absolutely right. You know, we've been out here and done this, I don't know how many years in a row now, but it's just really good basketball. Obviously, here at the state tournament, you got a ton of good teams here. Fantastic environment. Can't wait to see what happens.
Today here in this first matchup here on 92.1, we've got the Centralia Panthers, a perfect 23-0 on the season, taking on the 7-seed St. John Hudson Tigers. The Tigers from the Central Prairie League. The Panthers from the Twin Valley League. We'll break everything down here in this pregame here today. As Bos, we've got the Panthers. We saw them last Friday. This is a team that we've been high on the last 2 years, specifically a team a year ago where they found themselves third place in this state tournament. This is the fourth trip in the last six seasons for this Panthers team, and we've been at a couple of those. What's exciting for you here with this team?
So the thing I like about Centralia, we've talked a lot about them on the scoreboard show. This is a team that has all the pieces to really make a deep run here over the next 3 or 4 days. Tava Gibbs, Josie Haberkamp, their bigs inside, they are a problem for other teams. Sometimes if you have one big that you have to defend, that's not necessarily an issue. If you got two, then that can be a problem, and that's what they bring to the table. Plus, Centralia has really good guard play, and several of them are young.
Yeah.
We saw them play last year as freshmen and thought, man, these girls are going to be good. Well, they are definitely good, and this team has just been rolling all season.
You're listening right now to the pregame show here presented by Giant Communications and JB and Telephone Company. This entire across the MSC Radio Network, it's the Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile, online at giantcomm.net. We got to take our first pregame timeout. We sat down with head coach Dusty Thompson of Centralia. You'll hear from him after this break. And we've got starting lineups and tip-off from Dodge City all coming up next here on 92.1 FM's coverage of the Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home. Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, DON of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Jay Spaulding with you as we are getting set here in Dodge City for Centralia and St. John. Time for our pregame interview with head coach Dusty Thompson. You're listening in here on the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory here on the MSC Sports Radio Network presented by Giant Mobile. And coach, just tell me about the drive out here. You guys are not unfamiliar with this trip. Fourth time in the last 6 years you guys have been to a state tournament, but just tell me how the feeling was that you guys were making your way out here this year.
It was good. You know, we left yesterday afternoon, stopped in Ellenwood. I've got a niece that's there. They got us in so we could practice there for a while and split the drive up a little bit, and the girls are excited. It was a good bus ride. You know, girls, they decided to start with. We get about an hour out, and they're all asleep, and then they're awake again. So, but no, it was a good trip out here.
And then talk about this team. I mean, again, a really good sub-state. You guys faced off against Clifton Clyde last Friday, and you guys got that big win again. Just tell me what the mindset is right now, coming out here to state once again and getting ready to take the floor here tonight against St. John.
Oh, I think for us the mindset is that, you know, we went all year with whoever we've got to play is what we're going to do. You know, league tournament, whoever ends up winning, that's who we're going to play, and we'll adjust and do what we need to do, and that's what we've got to do out here. You know, they've got a big girl and a Reed girl, and we've seen that before, you know, and trying to get the girls to understand that we've been in situations with all these types of players, and we found a way to win, and that's what we've got to do today.
Big time that I noticed last week anyway was just your guys' rotation and how deep you can go off your bench. How important is it for you to be able to have those role players that can come in and give you 15, 20 minutes a game?
Oh, it's really important. You know, girls getting foul trouble, I said we go 9, 10 deep, and every one of those girls brings something different to the floor when they step on. We don't get necessarily weaker. We get better at something every time we put one of those girls on the floor, and it's big in terms of game times. It's big in terms of practice time. You know, when you can go 10 deep in practice and girls get a good look every day, it makes a big difference in what we can do.
You guys have two bigs down low in Taba as well as Josie, but a big-time opportunity for you guys with Owen and then the guard play as well. Just tell me about what this means for these kids. You know, last year, you know, you guys fall in the semis, and you guys able to bounce back, though, in that third-place game. But just tell me about what the grind has been like this year and what the passion is for these girls to make it or to get it done this year.
Well, the grind's been tough. You know, we played a lot of big teams early, and things didn't get any easier in the league. And I think for these girls, the seniors were freshmen when we finished second here, and then they were third last year. You know, our assistant coach was out here with the Final Four year, and they won their first game and then went home. So it's just big from top to bottom with all of these girls and understanding how close they've been at different times to be in that championship game and have a chance to win it, and I think that's what we're looking forward to.
All right, head coach Dusty Thompson. Coach, good luck to you, and come over and talk to us after you guys get this win, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, Jake.
All right, Coach Dusty Thompson of Centralia. One more timeout. Tip-off coming up next here on 92.1 KMZA.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today, and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. a 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you're looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Dodge City United Wireless Arena for the 1A Division I Girls State Basketball Tournament. Jake and Vaz here courtside as back in the studios, Captain Kirk Kilman. And it's a matchup between the 2 and 7 seeds. Number 2 seed, Centralia Panthers, and the 7th seed, St. John Hudson Tigers. Thanks for hanging out with us this afternoon as you're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, online at giantcomm.net. Here this entire week across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Boss, we have 12 teams at a state tournament this week. It's a busy week. It's a fun week, and a lot of teams trying to make their mark in their school program history this week.
Yeah, this is, it's just such a fun time. This kind of is the culmination of the entire season. We talked about it on our show. You know, it's a grind from the start of the season, like mid-November. Go through the first, what I call the first half of the year. You get into the break, Christmas break, and then you got your midseason tournament. It's just, it is a grind, January, February, but this is why you do it. You're here. You got an opportunity to win a state championship, but it starts right now with this very first game.
First game of the day here on 92.1 FM KMZA. It'll be the only game here on this station today. Boz and I will jump over to 103.9 for the 4 o'clock game for the Troy Trojans as they take on Central Plains. Make sure you go to msdsports.net. You can see our entire broadcast schedule. And you can download our MSC radio app so you have ease of listening for all of our state coverage this week. All right, Boz, let's start with the 7th seed St. John Hudson Tigers, a team that comes in averaging 53 points a game. They shoot a really, really, really good 43% clip from the field, a great free throw shooting team as well. A little bit of history from this Tiger team was they lost their sub-state final back in 2020. They finished just 15-10, just 12-10 in 2021 before they started to make some good runs. In 2022, they lost to Little River by one in the sub-state semis. In 2023, they fell to Central Plains in the sub-state final. And then last year, they fell in the quarterfinal round, this exact round, to eventual champion Frankfurt last season. That was in 1A Division number 2. They're coached by head coach Danny Smith, ranked 8th. In Class 1A, Division number 1. And some of these girls will give you their starters here. As that, starting at guard, Mia Meyer, a 5'9" junior. Also at guard, a sophomore, and Lily Broomer, a 5'7" sophomore. Reagan Bonner, a 5'5" junior. Jalen Fisher, as a freshman, starting for the Tigers. And then the one that we'll talk a lot about today, Lydia Reed, a 6'2" senior. She averages 12 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 blocks per game.
Yeah, St. John, this is a very good basketball team, and really the two that you're going to see quite a bit, we're going to call their name a lot, Lydia Reed and Mia Meyer. Those are kind of the two that keep this team going. Lydia Reed at 6'2", very tall, very long, gets a ton of blocked shots. The thing that I watched when I saw film, a lot of teams will drive the lane, they get too close to her. They think they can shoot over her, but her wingspan is really, really long. So she's going to be a little bit of a problem for Centralia. The other one is Mia Meyer. She is a really good three-point shooter. She doesn't necessarily shoot off the dribble a lot, off the bounce. She likes to get her feet set, but when they are set from beyond the arc, she's deadly.
For the Centralia Panthers, it's the same starting five that you've known and grown to love here these past few seasons. Down low, it's the Twin Towers and Tava Gibbs, and averaging 12 points and 8 boards per game. Also for Centralia, Josie Haverkamp, 9 points, 6 boards per game. Back to Gibbs for a hot second, 19 points in the championship game against Clifton Clyde, including 8 for 12 from the free throw line. Tatum Kramer and Hayden Kramer, they will each start for Centralia. Tatum averaging 6 points, 4 boards. Hayden, 8 points, 4 boards. And then none other than Owen Dieters, the senior on this starting roster right now for the Panthers, Boz. 17 points a game, 5 rebounds, and 23 in the sub-state championship game on Friday. This is a team led by Dieters, but there are plenty of other players that step in for this Panther team.
Yeah, when we talk about really good basketball teams, we often talk about all the different pieces that they have. Do they only have one or two players? This Centralia team, they've got 5. And then you go onto the bench, they got 6 or 7. This is a full team, but you mentioned Josie Haverkamp, Taba Gibbs, Owen Dieters, Tatum Kramer, Hayden Kramer. Those five, that's the nucleus. Owen Dieters, she is the engine. I mean, she absolutely gets after it defensively. She's kind of the spark plug, but the two bigs inside, those are, I'm anxious to see what they're going to do today.
Got to take our final pregame timeout. Tip-off is next. It's Centralia and St. John here on 921 KMZA.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and ProTec filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here in United Wireless Arena for the 1A Division I Girls State Championships. It's the quarterfinal round. Jacob Oz here courtside here at United Wireless Arena. Captain Kirk Kilman back at the studios. We were breaking down, Boz, a little bit of the Centralia Panther team, and I want to talk a little bit more about this squad because this program, four state tournaments in the past six seasons underneath Coach Dusty Thompson. And, again, when you look back at it, we were here in 2020, the Forever Four in the COVID year. Centralia, the eight seed, upsets the one seed, Cunningham, and will be etched forever as the Forever Four. 2021, they fell in double overtime in substate to Clifton Clyde. Finished state runner-up in 2022, missed the tournament in 23, but in 24 last year they placed third in the state championship tournament. This year they're a Twin Valley League tournament champion. They have won 23 straight games, 24 if you date it back to last season for this Panther team. They average 63 points a game. They have a ton of steals per contest, and they don't turn the basketball over. What's going to be key tonight for the Centralia Panther team to push forward into the semifinals?
So the number one key that I look at with Centralia is, are they going to be able to take advantage of their size? Their inside game, they definitely have the advantage with Tava Gibbs and Josie Haverkamp. Those two are scoring a little over almost 22 points a game by themselves. They dominate the glass, cleaning up about 15, 16 boards a game. If Centralia can take advantage of their size, then they're going to have success tonight. But that's a tall task when you're going against Lydia Reed, who is a 6'3 senior, pretty good player in her own right.
Yeah, 5'11, Josie Haverkamp, 5'10, Tava Gibbs, both sophomores, undersized compared to Reed, and I don't want to say underexperienced, but they're just sophomores, but they've been playing at the varsity level for their entire career.
And the thing that I see when watching film, there's a difference. Lydia Reed, even though she's tall and long, she doesn't necessarily bang around on the block a whole lot. So the physicality of this game, if Centralia can really be aggressive and physical in the paint, I think that's going to be a benefit for them.
Keep in mind, too, if this game comes down to free throw contest, St. John's, a 72% foul shooting team. Centralia, just a 60% foul shooting team. But this Panther team wants to get out and run, and they have the most tenacious defense that you will see in this tournament.
Well, one of the best ways to negate size from your opponent is don't let them get in a half-court game. So that's going to be a big focus for Centralia. Dictate pace, dictate tempo. Make this an up-tempo game, getting out in transition. Don't let St. John's set up in their half-court offense.
Again, you're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Our officials here tonight for this 2 o'clock game. We got Durow, Lunsford, Price, and Elder here for this contest. Again, one of them is an alternative, but great officials when they come to the state tournament. You get selected after a great season, so congratulations to these four for making it here for this state tournament game.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, officiating right now is a really tough deal. Not that it hasn't always been, but there's an official shortage, and it's fantastic to see great officials here. They do get nominated throughout the season from area coaches. So if you're an official here, it's because you got the nod throughout the season.
It'll be Dave Gibbs and also for St. John, Lydia Reed in the center circle. Officials point. They say we're good to go. Hurst, good to studio. We're here courtside. We're good to go. And the opening tip-off is won by the Tigers, and they'll move right to left across your radio dial. Centralia comes out in a man-to-man defensive set to begin this game. Ball at the top of the key right now with Jalen Fisher. Dribbles to the right hand, guarded by Gibbs. Now gets it off to Lily Broomer. She's guarded tightly here by Tatum Kramer. Man-to-man defense again by the Panthers. Josie Haverkamp draws the task against Reed. Here's an entry to Reed on the left block. Turn around off the window. No. Rebound. Fought for. Jump ball possession to the Panthers.
Boy, that's what you want. Lydia Reed, she got the ball in the post. Josie Haverkamp did a nice job of just walling up, making Lydia Reed shoot over the top of her.
No pressure being applied here by St. John. It'll be the first possession for Centralia here in the early going. Dieters across the timeline. Left wing to Tatum Kramer. Man-to-man defense here by the Tigers. Centralia in their home white uniform. Step back three on the way by Dieters. It rattles home Bob off the front rim, off the backboard, and through.
Centralia has set a high pick and roll. Dieters came off of the screen and just stepped back into the three. Defense went under the screen, so she was left wide open.
Left-handed dribble coming right in front of us here. It's Lily Broomer, guarded tightly by Tatum Kramer. And I'm sure you could probably hear it, but we're right in front of the Centralia pep section. These students came a long way. They're making their voices heard. Entry pass down the block. Turnaround J by Meyer. That's good. Over Gibbs.
Boy, and that's going to be something to keep an eye on. That time they moved Lydia Reed up to the high post at the free throw line and then put Broomer down underneath.
Hayden Kramer kicks it right wing. Tatum head fakes on a three. Entry pass to Gibbs on the baseline. Davis, skip pass. Top of the key now. Hayden Kramer, she'll square up for three on the way. In and out, no. Rebound ripped down by Reed for the Tigers, and she throws it away. Turnover number two now on St. John's here in the early going.
Well, good offense from Centralia. They got another wide-open look at a three, and those will start to fall as you get a little more comfort throughout the game. A little nerves right now.
Fisher guarding Dieter. Dieters gets a screen from Haverkamp. Right lane line drive. Shot, no. No foul. And rebound by Reed. Here comes St. John's quickly up the floor. Reagan Bonner. She slows things down as Dieter's able to get back defensively. Off to the right wing it goes. Lily Broomer guarded by Kramer. That's Tatum. Now skip near side. Meyer back to Broomer. Entry pass tipped by Tatum Kramer. Taken away by Dieters. Third turnover on St. John. Dieters into the front court quickly. Right lane line. Needs some help. Finds Gibbs at the high post. Tava, nice baseline drive. Shot is good, and the foul. Tava Gibbs with a strong left lane line drive. She'll go to the free throw line for an opportunity at a three-point play.
When we talked about the aggressiveness of Centralia's big players, that time Tava Gibbs gets it to elbow. Defense comes out. She makes a good, strong left-handed drive down the lane and able to finish through contact.
Gibbs on the season, 58% foul shooter, but went 8-for-12 on Friday in the sub-state championship game. Toss on the way by Gibbs is true, and it's a now 6-2 lead here for Centralia with 5:51 to go in quarter number one.
Boy, you see Centralia, a little full-court man pressure, and there's the turnover.
Number four, Dieters has it loose on the deck, but she turns it over as it's picked up by St. John. Wide open underneath the basket, layup is good by Mia Meyer. Good heads-up play that time by Bonner to find her. She was cherry-picking and gets the two.
Yeah, tough break. Little scrum in the backcourt. Centralia lost the ball. Everybody was hustling down to get back on offense, and left the St. John's player wide open.
Dieters in the lane. Swat rejected by Reed. That's her first block. She averages four a game. 5:26 to go in the first quarter. 6-4 Centralia with the lead and the basketball underneath their own basket. Dieters to trigger it in. Moving left to right across your dial. Dieters gets it into Hayden Kramer. Top of the key with a right-handed dribble. Still man-to-man here for St. John. Now left wing it goes. Dieters entry pass Haverkamp. Josie turn around. No, but she's fouled, and that's going to be the first on Lydia Reed, and with 5:17 to go in quarter number one, you like to see the aggressiveness from Haverkamp.
Yeah, they're going to go right at her. One of the things I saw watching film, Lydia Reed, She likes to really swing at blocks. She really goes for the, I'm going to send it into the stands. First free throw by Haverkamp is good. 59% foul shooter on the season as Dieters goes back and talks to head coach Dusty Thompson, who smiles and she smiles back. And you're seeing these Panthers having some fun in the early going. 7-4 at the lead, make it 8-4 as 2-for-2 for the stripe. And how about that, Boz? 3-for-3 from the line to begin this game for the Panthers.
Yep, I love it. Right now, Centralia getting into this full court pressure. Just full court, man, but they're just trying to speed things up, put a little pressure on St. John's.
Five cat Tava Gibbs having to guard 5'9 junior Mia Meyer, and Gibbs hits the deck. Meyer picks up her dribble, pass deflected, but picked up by the Tigers in the front court. High post action into the game for the first time now is Gentry Bright. Entry pass down to Lydia Reed on the left block, kicks it back out to Bright on the right elbow. Tigers will reset offense here with 4:52 to go in the first quarter. Trailing 8-4 into the lane. Bright shot missed, but she's fouled, and that's going to be on Tava Gibbs. Tava's first, team's first. And that'll send Bright to the stripe for two.
Well, a couple times during that possession, Centralia, we know them to be a very aggressive man-to-man defense in the half court. That time they gambled a couple different times, puts themselves at a little disadvantage.
First free throw is good by Gentry Bright. Into the game for the first time for the Panthers, it's Keelan Rempe. 5 points a game, 20 minutes of game time off the bench, as well as Cora Thompson averages 2 points and four boards. Tatum Kramer goes out, so does Haverkamp. Second free throw is short, rebound ripped down by Hayden Kramer. Here come the Panthers looking to push. Right lane line, jump stop at the right block. Layup is good. Hayden Kramer, her first basket of the game, and it's 10-5 Panthers.
Again, I like the aggressive nature. She got the defensive rebound in the paint, took it the length of the floor, went strong to the rim, and able to finish.
4.5 remaining here in quarter number one. Tigers pick up their dribble as Meyer, guarded tightly by Rempe, gets it off to Reed. Now back at the top of the key, they'll reset with Jalen Fisher, the freshman.
Boy, this is what you'll see. St. John, they're trying to run a dribble weave out on the perimeter, but Centralia has them pushed 40 feet away from the basket.
That's really frustrating them. Close to a 5 second count, and Coach Danny Smith has to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. It's 10-5 Centralia, 4:11 to go in quarter number one. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here in Dodge City, Jake and Boz with you out of the timeout by St. John's. It's 10-5, Centralia leading St. John in this girls 1A Division I quarterfinal matchup. 4 minutes to go here in this first quarter. Out of the timeout, still man-to-man defense and a carry here by St. John. Their fifth turnover in quarter number one, Boz, and that's not what Coach Smith drew up out of the timeout.
No, it's again, they're trying to get into a set play out of that timeout, but Centralia really pressuring them enough, just disrupting what they're wanting to do.
Into the front court, still man-to-man here by St. John. Right wing, it goes Rempe, now Gibbs at the left elbow, spins on Reed, kicks it out, Dieters. Set back three on the left wing is short, out of play. It'll be St. John basketball.
Owen Dieter, she's not going to be happy with that. She was coming hard on the far wing and didn't have her balance right. Almost a little fadeaway three, came up short. She probably won't do that again tonight.
Full court pressure being applied. When in doubt, just chucking up for Reed. She goes up and gets it. They break pressure to the Tigers. Here's Reed in the middle of the lane. Step through, layup, miss. Rebound, tipped around, and a foul here on Tava Gibbs. Boz, that's number two on the 5'10 sophomore. Coach Thompson immediately goes to his bench as Josie Haverkamp will check back in. Replacing Gibbs, also back in, Tatum Kramer to replace Hayden Kramer. So they found trouble early here for Centralia as Tava Gibbs has two. St. John to trigger it in to get it into Reed at the high post. Now off to Bright on the left elbow. Down low it goes, Fisher, guarded by Dieters, and will dribble it out to the left wing, trying to get it down low to Reed, but great defense there by Dieters, taking away the entry pass. Now it does go down to Reed. Double team comes, turn around Jay, that looked good.
Well, that's one thing, just watching Lydia Reed here the first quarter. When she gets the ball in the post, she likes to
pivot to her right shoulder, which is typically unusual for a right-handed player. 10-7, Centralia, 3:15 to go, quarter number one. Dieters, head fakes on a left wing free, now gets it to Rempe, top of the key, back to the left, and Dieters looking for a post flash, nothing there. In the middle of the lane, needs some help, kicks it out. Haverkamp, she'll fire left wing three. It's good. Josie Haverkamp steps behind the arc. She's got five, and it's a 13-7 Panther lead. Just a 13% three-point field goal shooter, but Josie Haverkamp steps back. No hesitation. In rhythm. Now at the timeline they come. Crossing it is Bright. Down to baseline. Her shot missed. Rebound Haverkamp for the Panthers. One dribble over to Dieters. 2:40 to go in quarter number one. 13-7, Panthers with the lead. Dieters dribbles to the left wing. Now drives baseline. Kicks it out. Haverkamp drives middle of the lane. Turnaround shot missed. Rebound Reed. That was a little hurried that time. Dieters got into the paint. Kicked it over to Josie. And she didn't really have her feet set. Just kind of threw it up there. Fisher into the front court. Guarded by Dieters. Entry pass down low to Reed, her shot rejected by Josie Haverkamp, and then Reed tips it out of bounds. Josie's a little fired up right now. She got that block. She turned around and little Kimbe Mutombo wagged a finger at her. She's got 5 points, one block, and she's got a three-pointer and a big smile on her face as the Panthers lead 13-7, 2:08 to go, quarter one. Panthers into the front court. Hayden Kramer gets it off to Rempe into the right corner now to Tatum. This ball, entry pass deflected out of bounds. It'll stay Panther basketball. Coach Thompson calls out his signal here with box two. No Owen Dieters on the floor right now as Cora Thompson is checked back in. Hayden Kramer to trigger. Pass deflected. Taken by Tatum Kramer on the right wing. Into the corner now to Hayden. Trying to drive baseline but cut off. Now back out to Tatum. Top of the key. Skip left wing. Cora Thompson. Entry pass. Haverkamp. Josie in the lane. Gets fouled and she'll go to the line for two as the aggressiveness of Josie Haverkamp steps tall again. Thought maybe they were going to call that foul on Lydia Reed, which would have been her second, but instead Jalen Fisher gets whistled for that foul. Haverkamp, 2 for 2 tonight. Two more tosses coming here. First one is good. I learned my lesson from Friday, Boz. When it looks good, doesn't mean it's always going to be good.
Can't say it.
Lily Brummer comes back in. She replaces Fisher for St. John. Haverkamp's second toss is good. You're setting your lineups here, presented by Sabatha Auto Parts in Sabatha. It's Cora Thompson, Josie Haverkamp, Keelan Rempe, as well as Hayden Kramer and Tatum Kramer. For Centralia, St. John's brings it across the timeline with Gentry Bright. Looking to dribble down on the baseline, nearing a 5-second count. Gets it off, though. Broomer coming near side out of Meyer. Mia drives right lane, line off the window. No. Rebound ripped down by Keelan Rempe. And then a tie-up possession will go to St. John. So a possession for the Panthers results in a turnover on the alternate possession, just their second.
Yeah, Centralia's just got to be a little stronger with the ball. We got the defensive rebound, but two St. John players just really collapsed on her. You got to keep that ball strong, chin it, get some pivot, clear some space.
Dieters back in, replacing Rempe. That'll bring back in Jalen Fisher. You can see already that Coach Danny Smith, anytime Dieters is on the floor, he wants Fisher on the floor. Fisher to trigger it in underneath the St. John baskets. 15-7 Centralia, 1:23 to go, quarter number one. Fisher to trigger. Pass tipped away by Haverkamp. Great defense by Josie.
Boy, that's a great scouting report on inbounds plays. Owen Dieters. She hung out on that backside because she knew Lydia Reed was coming around the back.
Fisher to trigger it in once again. Still St. John basketball down by 8. Entry pass. In the middle of the lane. Turnaround Jay missed by Meyer. Rebound to Reed. Her turnaround. That bounces around and down. Her two baskets in this game. Bosnia but turnaround Jay's here early on at 15-9. Centralia with the lead. Dieters out to Hayden Kramer in the middle of the lane. Needs help, finds Owen. Owen steps back, straight away three on the way is short. Rebound, ripped down by St. John. Twice we've seen Owen kind of come off a screen and do a step back, just leave it just a touch shy, and nearly a push off there by St. John, but they come up the floor. Meyer, a corner three, that's an air ball. Rebound backside by Owen Dieters for the Panthers. 42 seconds remaining here, quarter number one. Panthers with the lead by 6 and the basketball. Left wing it goes, Tatum Kramer. Josie working hard on the block. Entry pass goes in. to Josie, and then she turns it away. Third turnover on the Panthers as Haberkamp hit the deck. And folks are kind of getting a little antsy. Lydia Reed, she's really playing the post, not letting the ball go into Josie. A lot of contact they haven't called yet. Turnover here on St. John's, just shuffling her feet that time with Reagan Bonner. Coach Thompson, he's talking to the officials a little bit right now. If you watch him on the block, they're really leaning on Josie. Take a timeout here on the floor. It's 15-9 Centralia, 23 seconds to go. Quarter number one. We're back in 30 here to United Wireless Arena on 1A Division I coverage of state basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here at the United Wireless Arena, Kirk Kilman back in studio, Jake Spaulding and Chris Boswell. And I haven't said Chris Boswell, I don't know how long. We're Jake and Boz here at United Wireless in Dodge City. And Centralia with the lead of 15-9 over St. John, 23 seconds to go. Foul trouble early by Taylor Gibbs, Boz, and so now you're seeing Centralia go small.
Yeah, they're going to go a little small. This is obviously, it can go either way. The advantage they have is Lydia Reed at 6'2 is going to have to come out and defend Centralia. I think you're going to see him go into a spread, like four-out offense. Problem's going to be defensively. Who's going to match up against Reed?
12 seconds to go. Melena Becker just checked in for Haberkamp a moment ago. Here's Tatum Kramer, top of the key. Screen set for Owen Dieters. Right wing, deep three on the way is short. Rebound ripped down by Reed with 3 seconds to go. 2 seconds. Gets it off to Bloomer. Bloomer chucks it at the buzzer, but we've reached the end of quarter number one of this quarterfinal round. Centralia leads 15-9. We're back after this on the Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile here on 92.1 FM, KMZA Seneca.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here in United Wireless, Jacob Oz, Kirk Killen back in studio. Let's reset your lineups here, presented by Sabetha Auto Parts in Sabetha. Owen Dieters, Keelan Rempe, Josie Haberkamp, as well as Tatum and Hayden Kramer on the floor for the Panthers. St. John's chops out Avery Fisher for the first time with Jalen Fisher, as well as Bloomer, Reed, and Bonner. Top of the key, three on the way. Tatum Kramer looks good, but it's just shy. Out of bounds to St. John's. 15-9 your score. 15 seconds gone by in quarter number two.
Yes, Centralia, they hit their first couple three attempts. Thought, man, they got this range figured out. Since then, they're 0-4. Just not able to find the distance on that.
Into the front court, Reagan Bonner guarded tightly here by Hayden Kramer for Centralia. Man-to-man defense for both teams here since the early onset. Down low it goes to Reed. Spins. Dishes it off. Bright with a right-hand layup is good.
So what they're able to do right now, St. John's, they're getting the ball to the high post, so they're running a high-low game. They've got Lydia Reed either at the elbow or the block. They flash someone high looking for that dump-down pass.
Panthers with the lead by 4 in the basketball. Here's Rempe, left wing, now to Tatum Kramer, skips it to the right wing, and Hayden, back to Tatum on the left. Head fakes on a three, Josie Haberkamp working hard down low, getting pushed out of the lane by Reed. She'll fire from 15, that's in and out. Rebound ripped down by St. John. 1 minute gone by, it's 15-11.
Centralia with the lead. Quickly up the floor. Bright on the right corner. Down low to Reed. Looking to spin. Turn around. Jay is short. Rebound Haverkamp for the Panthers.
Yeah, good defense that time, Josie Haverkamp. She's just walling up. She's a big body. She doesn't need to do anything crazy. Just make her shoot over the top of you.
Owen Dieters holds one finger in the air and hands it off to Hayden Kramer, who needs some help. Keelan Rimpey obliges on the right wing. Haverkamp looking to post up. Skip pass left wing. Kramer in the corner now to Hayden Kramer. Hayden elevates, shot in and out. Rebound ripped down backside by Avery Fisher for St. John.
This Centralia has gone ice cold. They were 31% from the field in the first quarter, haven't yet to make a shot here in the second.
Almost 2 minutes gone by here in quarter number two. It's still 15-11. Centralia's largest lead of the game was 8. Now is down to 4. Free throw line jumper by Bright. That's in and out. Rebound. Oh, that could have been a foul maybe. As Haverkamp saves it in, and the Centralia faithful, they came to their feet as Lydia Reed got away with a little bit of a push off Josie Haverkamp. Cora Thompson checks in. She'll replace Tatum Kramer. Still no Tava Gibbs with those two fouls that she picked up early in that first quarter.
I'd expect her to sit majority of this quarter.
Quick entry pass to Fisher. Right block shot. Missed. Rebound ripped down Dieters. Here come the Panthers looking to push. Dieters up the lane. Right lane line drive. Throws up a wild shot. That's missed. No foul. Rebound ripped down by St. John's, and then a foul will be called. On a hold here, I believe they're going to get that on Cora Thompson, and they will. That's Cora's first, team's first of the second quarter. So nearly 2.5 minutes gone by here in the second quarter. One basket, that was for St. John's, and Centralia leads 15-11.
Now, Lydia Reed's out of the game for St. John's, so that presents a little bit of a matchup issue. Josie Haverkamp having to come out on the perimeter.
Down low it goes to Bright. Haverkamp guarding her. Double team comes. Peter's able to swat it away, and then a jump ball. Possession will stay with St. John. Much to the displeasure of the Panther faithful. Well, Josie looked like she had it. Got it knocked away. No foul called, and then they called a real quick tie-up.
Treya will go small as well, bringing back in Milena Becker for Haverkamp. On the left wing, right in front of us, it's Reagan Bonner. Right wing now, it goes to Jalen Fisher. Head fake on a baseline jumper. Cut off by Dieters.
Top of the key, they reset with Gentry Bright. 5:10 to go in the half. 15-11, Centralia with the lead. Moving right to left are the Tigers. St. John, right-handed dribble. Broomer gets it off to Bright on the right wing. Patience here by St. John's on this possession.
Yeah, they're doing a nice job. They're just working their offense. They're not forcing anything right now.
Fisher, her entry pass taken away by Centralia. Quickly up the floor, and then they give it right back. 7 turnovers on St. John's and just 4 now for Centralia. A little sped up there on the transition opportunity were the Panthers. St. John's with the basketball in the front court.
I think Centralia just a little bit frustrated defensively. They're trying to pressure him, but St. John doing a really nice job of executing. Last two times I said that, they've turned it over. So.
8 turnovers now on St. John's. Dieters will slow things down here for Centralia. Left wing, Keelan Rempe. She can hit it from there. 3 on the way. No rebound. Back side, though, by Becker. Milena put back. That's no good. Rebound fought for. Thompson has it. Puts it up and through.
Boy, Centralia needed that basket, and no better way to get it than with offensive boards. 2 extra shots at the basket.
And a steal by Dieters. Euro step around a defender. Shot missed, and no whistle.
And a couple times, Owen Dieters has done that, and really the officials, they're just not making that call in the paint.
9 turnovers on St. John's. Lead is 17-11. Panthers with the 6-point lead. Entry pass down low. Mia Meyer spins on Dieters. Her shot missed badly. Rebound Rempe on the backside for Centralia. Caught in the backcourt. Needs help. Finds Dieters and a timeout by Coach Dusty Thompson. We'll take it with them. 3:42 to go in the opening half. Centralia 17, St. John's 11. You're listening to the Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile 1A D1 Girls Basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1950. This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here at the United Wireless Arena here in Dodge City, Jake and Boz with you. Kurt Kilman back at the studios. 1A Division I girls state championship basketball quarterfinal round. It's just day one, Boz, and we've been given a really good treat here in this 2-7 matchup. Panthers leading St. John 17-11. Yeah, I mean, it really doesn't matter what your seed is when you get to the state tournament. They're all really good basketball teams. And St. John right now, they're doing a lot of really good things. I'd say they're trying to execute offense, so they're being patient. Problem is, they're making some poor passes after they've been running offense for a little while. They got 9 turnovers. We're about halfway through the second quarter. Reed back in the game for St. John, the 6-2 post for the Tigers. Panthers with the basketball. Here's Milena Becker to the right block. Kicks it out right wing. Now to Rempe. High post to Thompson. Out to Hayden Kramer. Resetting your lineups. There's 4 of the 5 on the floor for the Panthers. Owen Dieters the 5th. Pass through the hands of Thompson, but picked up by Becker. Dieters will reset offense. Top of the key. Dribbles between her legs. Now left-handed dribble to the left baseline. Cut off. Out to Rempe. Keelan skips it into the corner. Milena Becker. Becker into the lane. Skips it right wing now. And it's Hayden Kramer. Panthers working through their offense here against this man-to-man defense by St. John's. Dieters gets a screen, hesitates, step back three in the corner on the way. No, rebound, ripped down by Reed for St. John's. They're looking to run, woo, and they slow things down, trapped in the backcourt, but up to Fisher across the timeline.
St. John, they had an opportunity in transition there. Nobody was back for Centralia, but the guard handled the ball, did not look down the court.
Reed, top of the key, kicks it right wing now to Jalen Fisher. That's the freshman guard who's been impressive, really. We just handled the basketball. Top of the key and a back cut. Picked up by Fisher on the baseline. Still has her dribble. Spins on Dieters. Now she needs some help. Throws it up to the top of the key to Meyer. Into the lane. Kick out to the corner. 3 on the way by Rockenbach. No good. Rebound fought for. Out of bounds off of Becker. It'll stay St. John basketball.
Well, Becker did a nice job. She boxed out. That's a little bit of a mismatch.
Oh, 6-2, yeah.
5-10. Becker did a nice job holding her ground, but when that ball came up, Lydia Reed, I mean, her reach is so long, so high, she just couldn't corral the rebound.
Thompson will go out. Josie Haberkamp back in for the Panthers. Entry pass to Reed. That shot off the mark. Rebound tapped over to Dieters for Centralia. Owen in the front court. 2:10 to go in the first half. To the left block. Needs some help. Instead, she'll head fake on a 3. Give it to Rempe. Entry pass to Haberkamp. Drives right lane line. Scoop off the window. No. Rebound. 4 on the deck. And ball still loose on the deck. It'll be a tie-up. Possession will stay with Centralia.
Well, a great hustle that time. Hayden Kramer dove after that loose ball. I thought maybe they were going to whistle her for a foul because she kind of rolled over the leg of the St. John's player. But here's something that Centralia's got to do. Josie Haberkamp got the ball inside. You want to attack Lydia Reed, but they're not going to call that little hip check that Lydia Reed's giving them. If you're Josie Haberkamp, you got to jump stop and go up strong through the body.
3 on the way by Hayden Kramer. No good. Gibbs back in the game for Centralia for the first time since the 4-minute mark of the first quarter. She's got 2 fouls. St. John's with the basketball down by 6. Here's a shot on the way. Bounces around the rim 3 times. Rebound ripped down by Gibbs. And Reed maybe got away with a push there. Regardless, it's a rebound for the Panthers into the front court. Right wing, it's Hayden Kramer looking to drive into the lane. Shot blocked at the rack by Reed. And she had Rempe wide open, just couldn't find her.
Well, both teams exhausted right now. It's been a frantic pace here the last minute or so.
Bright into the front court, gives it out to Fisher. It's Jalen, dribbles it with the right hand. He's picked away by Dieters. Turnover on St. John. Right hand layup. It's good in the foul. Owen Dieters looks to the crowd and says, let's go.
Well, heads up play that time. Owen Dieters, maybe that's a little senior versus freshman mentality. I'm going to slow up and see if the freshman wants to challenge me. The freshman did, and Owen Dieters capitalized with the opportunity for the three-point play.
Second foul on Jalen Fisher as well. So she'll have to come out of this game now as Dieters goes to the line for an and-one opportunity is 69% foul shooter. Panthers, as muddy as this second quarter has been, Boz, back to their largest lead of the game at 8. Make it 9 with a free throw from Owen. She's got 6 in the ball game, and it's 22-11. Centralia with the lead, their largest of the game, with 105 to go in the half. Here's a ball. Dribble up the front court, and Dieters taps it away. And great hustle out of bounds off Centralia, but the on-the-ball pressure by Owen Dieters is just unmatched.
Well, she's got the freshman, Jalen Fisher, a little bit flustered right now. Owen Dieters, she's just a dog on defense. She's going to pressure you all over the court.
Now they get it into Bright. That's Gentry, the 5'8 senior. She's guarded by Cora Thompson, who's back into the game for Tava Gibbs. Under 45 seconds to go in the half. 9-point Panther lead. Traveling baseline. Ball deflected, picked up by Peters, and Owen picks it up. That's turnover number 10 on St. John's. 22-11. Peters driving baseline, cut off, needs help. Kicks it out. Three head fake there by Hayden Kramer. She drives in the lane, throws up a shot. It goes in! And the foul! Come on. How about you, Hayden Kramer? Looks like no opportunity for a shot, Boz, but found a way to get it through.
Circus shot. She drew the contact on her feet, just threw it up off the glass. It happens to rattle in. Big-time play from Hayden Kramer.
She'll go to the line, and that was a foul on Lydia Reed. Or check that, Lily Broomer. Free throw is missed, so that's Broomer's second. So Fisher with two, Broomer with two, Reed just with one. Quickly up the floor, 20 seconds to go in the half. Largest lead of the game is 11 here for the Panthers. They've doubled up St. John's 22-11. Great defense by Peters, but they'll say she got her across the arm. Baseline drive that time by St. John's.
Yeah, Owen got beat baseline. She tried to smack the ball away from behind, and I think it probably would have been clean. The reach isn't what got her, but she tripped her and knocked her down.
Second team foul. Bloomer trying to get it in, gets it, or does so to Mia Meyer on the right wing. Meyer, free throw line jumper is an air ball, rebound ripped down Tatum Kramer with 7 seconds to go. Now Dieters with five, cross the timeline with three. Owen gets a screen, right wing three on the way, no, and we've reached halftime. Halftime in this 1A Division I girls quarterfinal matchup, Centralia 22, St. John's 11. We're back after this with the Highland Community College halftime report. Here on the 92.1 FM's coverage of A Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is having their 2025 private treaty bull sale going on now. Call or text 785-845-5272, or you can visit rinkuscattle.com. 34 Angus yearlings and 31 Angus fall bulls. With the same proven genetics, the same proven performance, and the same proven profitability. Don't miss the 2025 private treaty bull sale at Rinkus Cattle Company in Holton. For info or an appointment, call or text 785-845-5272.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome into the halftime show here, presented by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. Jacob Voss with you here in Dodge City, the United Wireless Arena. Captain Kirk Tillman back at the studios in a great first half for the Centralia Panthers as they lead 22-11 over the 7-seed St. John's Tigers in a second quarter that started off hot for St. John's. They scored the first basket. It was Lydia Reed with a great basket. However, that was the only basket that St. John's had in quarter number two as Centralia closed out the second quarter in the final 5 minutes on a 7-0 run. to close out to the halftime score of 22-11 after they led 15-9 after one. Boz, we got some first half statistics here today as, again, a matchup between the 2 and 7. Throw the seeds out. This is a great St. John's team, but Centralia able to speed them up here on the defensive side.
Yeah, that's really the big key when you look at some of these statistics. St. John's, they've got 10 turnovers in the first half, so Centralia is getting what they want. They're speeding them up. They're forcing them into some ill-advised passes. On the flip side, Centralia doing a really nice job taking care of the ball. They've only got 3 turnovers that entire first half. The battle of the glass is always important, especially when you're playing a team that's got a 6'2 post player. St. John's has the advantage on the glass. They've got 21 boards, only 4 offensive boards, which is pretty good considering the size that they've got inside. Centralia's got 50 total rebounds. They've got 3 offensive rebounds on their own. I think all 3 of them came on that one possession. It was the first bucket they had in the second quarter. 3 offensive boards, finally got one to fall. But it's pretty even that when you kind of start looking at that across the board. Here's one thing that is going to be interesting in this game as it progresses. Neither team shooting the ball very well at all. St. John's 25% from the field, 5 of 20. So they're definitely not shooting the ball very well. They haven't taken any threes in this game so far. No, they did take 2, so they haven't made any of those. Centralia, they're not shooting the ball a whole lot better, 26.9% in the first half. And sometimes you can look at it and say, hey, this is different environment. And we kind of talk about this a little bit, and folks at home may not know if you've never been to this arena. You've got a good probably 60 to 80 feet behind the north basket. You've got another 40 feet behind the south basket. Depth perception, it's a real thing when you're trying to focus on a single basket, you know, the rim with all of that dead space behind you. So sometimes that can affect players. We've seen Owen Dieters, she hit her first one, it kind of rattled around and went in, but after that she really hadn't been able to find the mark. So I'd look for things, probably they settle in a little bit in the second half to get a little more familiar with the baskets and the gym, and I think things will get a little better as far as field goal percentage in the second half.
Big thing for Centralia. We talked about the fouls by Tava Gibbs in half number one. She only played about half the first quarter and didn't get back into the game until about 2 minutes to go in the first half. But those 2 fouls, she was playing great early. She's not guarding Lydia Reed, and so that was a big plus. She picked up those 2 fouls. She was guarding Mia Meyer on the outside. But Tava Gibbs, again, she's got 3 points in the first half, but she averages 20 to 25 minutes a game. Big-time game last Friday night. But Josie Haverkamp, she's filling that role right now.
Yeah, she's doing a really nice job. And I started to say it here about midway through the second quarter. Josie Haverkamp and Lydia Reed, they don't like each other right now. You kind of watch them as they're running up and down the court. There's a few little elbows, kind of jabs. You know, they're talking a little bit,
yeah.
Which I love that. I love the fire and the energy. Josie Haverkamp, she's not going to back down to anybody. She's playing a physical game, and Lydia Reed, she's kind of giving it right back right now. But I think in this second half, getting Tava Gibbs back where she's got more minutes on the court is going to be a really big deal, because in the pregame we talked about Centralia being a problem with 2 big post players. Well, they played the majority of that first half just with 1.
Yeah. That's a big-time difference from what this team's used to doing. But you saw the adaptation by Coach Thompson, and he said it in our pregame interview with him, was we've got 10 girls. We can go 10 deep if need be. And you saw that in the first half, the rotation by Centralia, as you had Melena Becker, 5'10", coming into the ballgame. She played big minutes in that first half for the Lady Panthers in half number 1. We got to step aside for another timeout. Your halftime score, Centralia 22, St. John 11. You're listening to the Highland Community College Halftime Report, far close to home, far from debt, here on 92.1 FM, KMZA Seneca.
At Community Healthcare System, your well-being is at the heart of everything that we do. The Family Medicine Team provides comprehensive primary care tailored to your individual needs through every phase of life. From wellness checks and health screenings to treating illnesses and injuries, CHCS delivers a wide spectrum of services to support whole health for the whole family, including obstetrics and newborn care. With multiple locations throughout Northeast Kansas, we offer convenient scheduling to ensure you get the care you deserve exactly when you need it. CHCS, whole family health, inspired by you.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the United States among cancers that affect both men and women. But it doesn't have to be. Did you know that routine screenings for colorectal cancer now begin at age 45? This screening can save lives. When discovered early, it's highly treatable. If you're 45 or older, contact your SFP primary care physician at 785-336-6107 today to discuss your screening test options. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
And back here at the United Wireless Arena for 1A Division I Girls State Basketball. Jacob Bonds with you as we've got Kirk Tillman back at the studios. Last checked, again, you can download the MSC Radio app and listen to all 12 of our local high schools that we're covering across the MSC Sports Radio Network. At the half earlier on over in Salina, it was Atchison trailing Ottawa 32-26. But Bonds, the Phoenix, they're the eighth seed, taking on the top seed in Ottawa in that one. That's 4A boys on 93.7 FM KA. This is the only game here on 92.1 today, and then Boz and I will jump over to 103.9 for Troy girls after the conclusion of this game. But this game right now, Boz, 22-11. What does Centralia got to do to continue on with the success they've seen so far?
Well, I think they got to keep playing great defense. Mia Meyer and Lydia Reed for St. John, the top two scorers for that team, combined for 8 points in the first half. Got to continue that strong defensive pressure.
That's 78% of their team scoring, but they only have 11 in the game. Here's an early turnover in the start of the second half as Bonner was trying to find Reed down low, quickly up the floor. Here's a great layup by Hayden Kramer. She's got six. Give the find there to Josie Haverkamp and the Panthers. Their largest lead of the game now at 13.
Boy, Centralia, they're so good. Every one of their guards, they're really good in transition in the open court, finishing layups. Even when there's pressure contact, do a nice job of putting the ball in the bucket.
Reed at the high post, kicks it right wing now to Jalen Fisher. She's got two fouls. Missed a lot of that second quarter with those fouls. Right lane line drive, layup, miss, rebound ripped down by Tava Gibbs for the Panthers off the Dieters. Up the floor, Hayden Kramer once again, this time from the right side. That layup is good. She's got eight. It's a 4-0 spurt here for the Panthers.
Boy, fantastic pass from Owen Dieters from just beyond the half court line through a dime in the open court to Kramer for the layup.
The largest lead now of the game is 15 for Centralia. 26-11, 7 minutes to go here in this third quarter. So a little offensive output here. Four straight runouts for the Panthers. High post action here for St. John's as Mia Meyer dribbles it out. Now entry pass into Lydia Reed, and they're going to get Owen Dieters with the foul, and that's going to be Owen's second. There's one player, Buzz, one player that cannot get in foul trouble for Centralia. It's number 15.
Well, it really is. I mean, that's no slight against anybody else on the team, but Owen Dieter, she's kind of the floor general. She gets things going, so you absolutely want her on the court.
Haverkamp defending against Reed, who's at the high post. Pass deflected, and that went off of St. John. Ooh, it sure looked like it. And went out of play. It'll save St. John basketball as Jalen Fisher will trigger it in. Again, this tight defense, this man-to-man pressure you're seeing from Centralia, nothing new to us. But St. John's, they're struggling against it.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard when you're trying to execute an offense and you can't breathe. You can't keep your eyes up because somebody's in your grill. You're worried about turning the ball over. So
it just presents all sorts of problems. Near turnover there by Bright as Hayden Kramer, tight defense on her right now. She's caught top of the key. Ball deflected, picked up by Taylor Gibbs. Turnover number 12 on the Tigers. Here comes Dieters into the front court, into the lane. Goes by two defenders, throws up a shot. No, and she'll go to the line for two. That's either on Fisher, her third, or Reed, her second. It'll be on Lydia Reed, and that's going to be her second, sending Owen Dieters to the line for two, where she's one for one tonight, and a timeout by St. John. It's a full timeout, 26-11, Centralia with their largest lead of 15. We're back in a minute here on 92.1 KMZA.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here in Dodge City, Jake and Boz. Ray Penning will be with us a little bit later on, but it's Captain Kirk Kilman right now back in the studio. 26-11. Let's reset your lineups here. Owen Dieters to the free throw line. Josie Haver, Camp Taven Gibbs, Hayden and Tatum Kramer on the floor for Centralia. Resets of your lineups tonight, presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer. First free throw is made by Dieters, as Owen now 2 for 2 on the night. She's got 7 in the game, averages 17 per contest. One more free throw coming here. Dieters left that one short. Rebound ripped down by St. John. In the backcourt still, and it's going to be a tie-up, and a possession will stay with Centralia. How about the hustle, Boz, of the Twin Towers, Tava Gibbs and Josie Haverkamp getting down on the floor?
You know, here's the thing on a defensive rebound like that. St. John secured the defensive rebound. A lot of players would just give up on it and turn around and go back. They dug on the ball, able to knock it loose, and then dove after it on the floor.
Driving baseline. Here's Hayden Kramer. Splits two defenders. Lays it up and through. She's got 6 in the quarter and now 10 in the game.
Yeah, she's having a really good game, being really aggressive attacking the rim.
Crossing the sideline, Mia Meyer for the Tigers. Pops from 10 on the right baseline. Shot missed. Rebound by Lydia. And then she loses the handle of it. I believe this is going to be a foul on Lydia Reed as Dieters poked it away. And it is. That's going to be Lydia's third personal foul, and Coach Danny Smith not happy with that call.
Owen Dieters came flying in to grab that defensive board. There was two girls that got tangled up, Owen Dieters and Lydia Reed, but as Dieters went down, I think Lydia kind of grabbed her and pulled her down. That's what the official saw, and that was the call.
13 turnovers on St. John's in this game, just 4 for Centralia. In the front court, Panthers with the basketball. Nice dish down low to Gibbs. Her shot missed, but she's fouled here. That's not going to be on Lydia Reed this time, but it will be on Lily Broomer, and that's going to be her third.
Well, I love the high pick and roll. Owen Dieters with her right-hand dribble towards the center of the paint. Tava Gibbs sets the screen and then rolls down the lane. Great pass from Owen Dieters.
3 points in the game for Gibbs, 1 for 1 from the line so far. First toss on the way, rattles out. 5:34 to go in this third quarter. Largest lead of the game now for the Panthers. It's 18. It's 29-11. St. John's was within 15-11 early in the second quarter, Boz. Second free throw. That one rattles home. So it's a 15-0 run dating back to the 7-minute mark of the second quarter.
And more full court pressure from Centralia. What's so awesome about that? Tava Gibbs, your big post is at the point of that zone.
Nice dish down low to Reed. Lydia throws up a wild shot. Rebound fought forward. A jump ball. Possession will stay with St. John. And you're starting to see Reed get a little frustrated on the block for the Tigers, as she thought she was fouled that time.
Well, imagine trying to battle against, well, there's a turnover. Owen Dieters, another steal.
Opportunity for a run out layup, and she's fouled hard. She hits the deck. Two free throws coming here for Owen Dieters, and she is slow to get up. She hit the deck hard. She's smiling, though, and that foul will be on Gentry Bright. Nothing malicious by any stretch, just a hard foul there by Gentry Bright, and that's going to send Dieters to the line for two.
Well, what I was
saying before that happened was, imagine you're Lydia Reed and you're having to deal with Tava Gibbs all the time. Tava goes out of the game, then Josie Haverkamp is there and you have to deal with her. So yeah, she's visibly getting frustrated having to deal with those two all night.
And Milena Becker as well. She's played big minutes in this game for Centralia. First free throw was no good by Dieter's. Second one on the way. That one rattles home. She's got 8 in the game. 31-11. Largest lead of the game now is 20. For the Panthers, a 17-0 run. Again, that dates back to the 7-minute mark of the second quarter. 5:09 to go here in the third. St. John with the basketball across the timeline out to Gentry Bright. Cora Thompson in the game for Josie Haverkamp. High post action right now, extended out to the perimeter as Reed's entry pass deflected out of bounds. It'll be a turnover number 15 now on St. John. The officials are actually going to get together here and talk. And they're actually going to keep it with St. John. So no turnover there on the Tigers. It'll stay Tiger basketball underneath, not underneath their basket, kind of extended towards the sideline. Triggering it in will be Bonner in a near 5-second count, and timeout has to be called by St. John. 31-11, 4:53 to go in quarter number three. We're back in 30 seconds here to Dodge here on 92.1's coverage of state basketball.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here in Dodge City, Jacob Oz with you, as it's a 31-11 Centralia lead over St. John. 4:53 to go in the third quarter out of the St. John timeout. Tigers to trigger it in, extend it to the sideline, nearing a 5-second count again, but they do get it in finally to Lily Broomer. Broomer now with the left-handed dribble, guarded tightly by Tatum Kramer. Man-to-man defense here by the home team on the scoreboard in their home white uniforms with the black numerals and lettering trimmed in orange. Long three shot off the window. No, rebound ripped down backside by Owen Dieter. Owen up the court. Keelan Rempe, left wing three. Corner three on the way. No, rebound ripped down by Dieter. Offensive board for the Panthers. She dribbles it to the right wing and will reset offense here with 4:24 to go in the third. Gibbs at the right elbow. Drives baseline. Shot blocked, but a foul will be called, and that's number 4. Now on Lydia Reed. Coach Smith begging for a travel there. They're actually going to call that on Gentry Bright for the hold, they said. So that'll be her second. Reed still with just 3. But 2 free throws here for Tava Gibbs. First free throw by Tava is good. Again, she kind of took over Boz in that third quarter into the fourth, second half against Clifton Clyde, shooting 10 free throws, making 8 of them, going 8-for-12 in the game.
Yeah,
she stepped up at that point in the game when they really needed free throws late in the game. Second toss. Spins all the way around and down. She goes 2-for-2. 33-11 as Haverkamp in for Gibbs. And Cora Thompson comes in for Tatum Kramer. So let's reset your lineups here. Owen Dieters, Keelan Rempe, Cora Thompson, Josie Haverkamp, and Hayden Kramer in the game for Centralia. Reset your lineups here today, presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer. 4:10 to go in the third quarter. 23-22, point lead. Nice give and go here and a travel, though, by St. John. That's turnover number 15.
Boy, that was probably one of the best plays that St. John has run all night. Lydia Reed came up to the elbow, got the pass from the wing, little backdoor cut. Problem was, when she caught the ball, she took 4 steps and didn't dribble in between.
Again, Boz, this was 15-11 with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's 33-11 now. Centralia with the lead. Here is Haverkamp, and an offensive foul will be called here on Josie. They say she extended her arm into Lydia Reed. That'll be a player control foul. Turnover on the Panthers. I got him just with 5 in the game.
Yes.
Yeah, Josie kind of smiled a little bit. I think she knew she did it. She tried to clear a little space, push Lydia Reed back off of her a little bit.
Full court pressure being applied again by Centralia. Trap comes here near side. Bright gets it to Reed, still in the backcourt. Now on the left side of the court it goes, and crossing the timeline is Mia Meyer. Meyer with a right-handed dribble against Dieters. Throws up a shot short. Rebound Haverkamp for the Panthers. And ball deflected. That's off Haverkamp. It'll stay with St. John.
Boy, Josie had the rebound right there in the paint. There wasn't a whole lot of traffic, just one girl. She needs to go ahead and make that outlet quick. Get it in Owen Dieter's hands.
Give credit there to Mia Meyer for St. John, forcing the sixth turnover on Centralia. 3:34 to go in the third. 33-11. Panthers lead is 22, their largest of the game. Back five. Here's Meyer out the window. No. Rebound ripped down by Dieters. Ice cold since the 7-minute mark of the second quarter for St. John. Here's Rempe. She maybe got away with a walk. Right wing now to Dieters. Entry pass down low. Haverkamp over Reed. Banks it home.
Boy, I love that shot. Josie Haverkamp didn't try to make a difficult post move. She just caught it. Drop step to the baseline. Easy finish off the glass.
9 points in the game now for Josie. In the lead now 24. 35-11. 3:05 to go here in quarter number three. Right wing it comes to Avery Fisher, junior. For St. John, high post flash from Reed. Left wing now, Mia Meyer. Looking to drive baseline, cut off by Rempe. Dish down low, here's Reed around Haverkamp. Scoops it off the window and through. Just her third basket of the game. She's got six.
Yeah, good move that time by Lydia Reed. She caught the ball back to the basket, made a baseline move, and then a little scoop shot for the finish.
Dieters on the left wing with left-hand dribble, drives baseline. Double team comes. She goes up, scoops it off the window. No. Fight for the rebound. Gets it back. Owen puts it back up. This time, still no foul. Rebound ripped down by Reed for St. John. In the backcourt, Jalen Fisher, right-handed dribble, crosses the timeline. Dieters picks her up. Talk about the stamina of this Centralia team as St. John's trying to slow things down and catch their own breath.
Yeah, Centralia, I mean, that's what they do. They just play all out from the opening tip to the very final buzzer.
Little give and go there from Reed to Gentry Bright. Bright gets fouled, and she'll go to the line for two. Personal foul number two on Cora Thompson. Team's third here in the quarter, so Bright will go to the line. One for two on the day, just a 47% foul shooter. First free throw is good. She's got four in the game. Lily Brummer comes back into the game, replacing Meyer. Gibbs and Tatum Kramer in. Thompson and Dieters out for Centralia. Second toss here from Gentry Bright is good. She will go out of the game as Reagan Bonner checks back in for St. John. So they get their first field goal from Reed, and then two free throws from Bride. A little 4-0 spurt here from St. John. 35-15, Centralia with the lead by 20. Tatum Kramer in the right corner and throws it away. Trying to save it in was Hayden Kramer, but miscommunication from Kramer and Gibbs. Turnover number 7 now on Centralia. They have 4 in the first half, 3 here in this third quarter.
Yeah, Centralia. Gibbs was trying to curl cut to the basket. Kramer thought she was going to stop at the elbow. Threw it towards the elbow, and it came out of bounds right in front of us.
Reed, give and go. Nice shot, defensively there by Tava Gibbs. It was so good, I couldn't talk.
St. John, they've had a little success here lately with that give and go. With Lydia Reed at the high post, the wing gives it to her and then just cuts back door. That's the third time they've gone to it. Lydia Reed didn't make a great pass, and there's not a great pass that time by Keelan Rempe.
Rempe trying to go back door to Tava Gibbs, who jumped a little too early in that airmailed out of bounds. So 8 turnovers now on Centralia. 4 in this quarter and 2 in back-to-back possessions. Here's a deflection and a steal by Tava Gibbs. Turnover number 17 to the rack. Gibbs, she's fouled and will go to the line for 2. The hustle from the sophomore, Tava Gibbs. I'll tell you right now, the Farmers Day Bank player to bank on is going to be very tough for you, I think, tonight.
Why's it always got to be my job?
Because that's what you signed up for 10 years ago. First toss from Gibbs is good.
Yeah, I don't like, I mean, I love recognizing the kids with a player of the game, but, man, it is really hard to do when you've got just a ton of effort from everybody out there. Melena Becker in, Haverkamp out. Gibbs, one more free throw coming. She's got 7 in the game. 1:21 to go in the third, 36-15 Centralia. Gibbs a second free throw, rattles home. She's got 8. The Panther lead is 22 with 1:21 to go in the third frame. A lot of basketball left here, Boz. We've seen it before.
I wasn't even going to say that. I wasn't even going to go there yet.
Well, we just got to let the folks at home know. Centralia's playing great here in this third frame. With a lot of basketball left. No read in the game right now. And a turnover again by St. John's. They're 18. Gibbs with the steal up the court. Here's Tatum Kramer in the left corner. Moving right to left now across your dial. Centralia here in the second half. Entry down low to Gibbs. And 3-second violation on Tava. Right before the catch.
Lydia Reed checked out of the ball game, so Tava Gibbs was going to work on the block. And I didn't know she was in there that long. Pretty quick three, but she was trying to get position on the ball side block. When it reversed, she tried to get backside.
Becker with the deflection, still in the backcourt. St. John with the basketball. With the dribble, it's Bright, cut off by Gibbs. Still with a 10-second count being counted right now. Gibbs can cut her off here. It might be a 10. It's so close, but able to break the timeline is Bright. 40 seconds to go in the third frame. Bright, guarded by Gibbs. She's tired after dribbling all the way up the floor by.
Yeah, look at her. She's hunched over trying to catch her breath, and Tava Gibbs just saying, come on, let's go. Give me some more.
Bright on the right wing, guarded by Gibbs. Gives it off. Brummer, guarded by Rempe, drives left lane line, loses the handle, out of bounds. It'll go to Centralia. Turnover number 19 in the game now for St. John.
So impressed with Centralia. With 22.1 left here in the third quarter, Centralia up 37-15, but super impressed with Centralia's defense. I mean, that's really been it from the opening tip. I mean, just nonstop pressure. And St. John, they did an okay job in the first half handling the pressure. Second half, I think it's starting to wear them out.
Haverkamp back in. Dieters also back in. So it's Dieters, Haverkamp, Gibbs with Tatum Kramer and Hayden Kramer. Reset of your lineup tonight, presented by Sabetho Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer. Back fine to Haverkamp. That ball's taken away. Dieter's trying to get it to Josie with 7 seconds to go. Turnover number 10 off the tray. Here come the Tigers into the front court. 3 on the way. No. Rebound tapped around. Reed has it. Her putback at the buzzer is good. And we reach the end of 3. Reed with 8 in the game and brings the Tigers back within 20. It's 37-17. Fourth quarter action coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this ad are based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Start of the fourth quarter here in Dodge City. Jacob Oz with you. Kurt Kilman back in the studios. You're listening to The Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. 37-17 Centralia with the lead by 20 in the basketball. Here's Haverkamp, another three. That one's short. She's hit one tonight, Boz. That one left a little bit shy. Let's reset your lineups quickly here. Owen Dieters, Tatum Kramer, Hayden Kramer, Josie Haverkamp, Tava Gibbs on the floor for Centralia. Nice blow by that time. Missing the layup, though, is Mia Meyer for St. John's. Resets of your lineups today presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer. Centralia with the basketball. 30 seconds gone by. Quarter number 4. Entry goes into Tava Gibbs on the left block. Kicks it out to Hayden. Now right wing, Dieters. She'll fire a 3. That short rebound ripped down by Carly Rockenbach of St. John. Yeah, Centralia, they made a couple threes early in this ball game, and they've been ice cold. They haven't made another one since.
Brummer with the right-handed dribble, guarded by Tatum Kramer. Entry, high post. Three on the way now. Meyer steps back. That one missed. Rebound fought for, ripped away by Dieters for the Panthers. Owen crosses the timeline, looking for somebody open. Skips it near corner. Hayden Kramer drives into the lane. Nice blow by layup. No. Rebound gets her own put back up and off the window. How about you? Hayden Kramer battling for the rebound. Puts it back up and through, and the foul.
Boy, I really like that entire possession from Hayden Kramer. She drove the paint. Wide open area in the middle of the paint. She didn't go all the way into Lydia Reed. She pulled up for the little floater. Didn't make it, but she stayed with it, got her offensive board, and put it back in.
Foul on Rockenbaugh, her first. Free throw by Kramer is good. She's got 13 in the game. Averages just 8 per contest. In the backcourt still, here is Brummer, guarded by Tatum Kramer. Gets it across the timeline to Reed. Lydia extended at the high post. Now right wing to Brummer, back down to Lydia on the right block. Gets around to Haverkamp, who swaps it away from behind. Now a rebound by St. John and put back by Mia Meyer. She's got 6. But Haverkamp able to swap that one away. Entry pass down low, Tatum Kramer. Layup, that was easy.
That was a heads-up shot, though, because Lydia Reed, the 6'2 post for St. John, was right behind her. She didn't take it straight up. She did an extended finish, kept Lydia Reed on her back.
42-19, Centralia, 6 minutes to go in this contest. St. John with the basketball in the front court. Brummer to the high post. Lydia Reed right back to Brummer. One dribble out to Reed. Head fakes on a three. Skips it down low. Tacked away by Gibbs. Fight for it. And Gibbs rips it away over to Haverkamp. Up the floor it comes to Hayden Kramer. Right lane line drive. Layup. No. Too strong. Rebound ripped down by St. John. 20 turnovers, though, in the game for the Tigers. And in the backcourt, another one. Turnover number 21. Kramer. Hayden. Layup is good. Dieters with the steal. And this tenacious attack from the Panthers defense.
And right now is about the time you start, if you're Coach
Thompson.
Coach Thompson, back things up a little bit, give your girls a chance to rest just a little bit. Likelihood you're going to win this one. You got 2 more games coming up.
44-21, Brummer makes the layup. Full timeout on the floor. We'll take it with them. 44-21, Centralia. 5:08 to go in this ballgame. Back after this on the Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Another timeout by St. John. An entry pass down to Josie Haverkamp over Reed. That one spins out. Rebound ripped down by the Tigers and an instant trap by Centralia. Bright, cut off by Tatum Kramer, and a bump there by Kramer will be the first team foul on Centralia here in this quarter. That was the final timeout by St. John in this ballgame. 44-21 your score, 4:49 to go in this contest. Let's reset your lineups here, presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Sabetha. For the Panthers, it's Keelan Rempe with Hayden Kramer, as well as Cora Thompson, Tava Gibbs, and Owen Dieters. For St. John's, it's Mia Meyer on the floor with Lydia Reed and Gentry Bright. Reagan Bonner on the floor for St. John's with Carly Rockenbaugh. Here's Reed, entry pass. Bonner has it. Turnaround jumper, no. Rebound ripped down by Gibbs for Centralia. Cedars looking to push it up the floor quickly. Left lane line stops at the block. Big shot is good. Owen Dieters elevates. Boz just her third field goal of the game. The Panthers lead now is 25 with 4:15 to go. You know, I love it when Owen Dieters, when she gets the outlet pass, first thing she does is get her eyes up and look down the court. She's always looking to advance the ball. And if you don't pick her up, she's going to do what she just did, dribble all the way down, little pull-up jumper from the block. 10 points in the game for Owen. St. John, high post action here. We've got a kick ball on Centralia. It'll stay St. John basketball as three subs come in for the Tigers. Back in will be Lily Brummer. Also back in Avery Fisher. Joining Mia Meyer, Lydia Reed, and Reagan Bonner for the Tigers. No substitution for Centralia. Still Kramer, Thompson, that's Hayden, Rempe, Gibbs, and Dieters. Turnaround Jay from Meyer from 6 feet off the left block is good. She's got eight. 3:49 clock moving here at 46-23 Centralia lead. With Mia Meyer, she's one of the ones we talked with about at the top of the broadcast. She's a good ball player. You can see that was a tough shot on the baseline. Rempe, nice back find to Gibbs. Tava, one power dribble in the lane. Off the window, no. Gets her own rebound, put back. That's no good, but the fourth personal on Lydia Reed will send Gibbs to the line for two. And I love the just no-quit attitude. You missed your first shot, you go right back up, get your own board, and take it back up strong. With 3:33 to go in this contest, Gibbs at the line once again. First free throw from Tava is good. And Boz, coming into last Friday's game, she was averaging just 4 free throw attempts per game. About to attempt her 9th here tonight. And it's good. She is 8-for-9 from the free throw line. And she's got 10 points in the game. Yeah, Tava, she was a 58% free throw shooter before last Friday night's game. She is, let's see, you said she was 8-for-12, so 16-for-21. Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. 3:30 to go after those 2 free throws. Gibbs will get a breather as into the game is Cora Thompson, also Milena Becker. Entry pass to, nice give and go there as Lydia misses the jumper. Fight for the rebound, jump ball, possession stays with St. John. But Lydia Reed missed a wide open bunny there, and size advantage here still for St. John as Becker draws the tall task of guarding Reed. Tatum Kramer, Hayden Kramer, Rempe, Thompson, and Becker, and there's a nice back screen there and a bucket for Mia Meyer. She's got 10. Yeah, miscommunication. They set a high screen off of that baseline out of bounds. Got the player coming off the backside, was wide open. Hayden Kramer slows things down here for the Panthers. Now Tatum on the left wing, skips it over to Milena Becker on the right. 3 minutes to go in this ball game. Hayden Kramer picks up her dribble, skips it near side. Rempe right in front of us, a 3 straight away. No. Rebound ripped down by Meyer for St. John. And you can see Dieters, Gibbs, Haverkamp on the bench. You mentioned it. Coach Thompson may be backing things off, kind of sparing the players a little bit. They're going to get an extended rest here in this game.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's smart. 2:42 left in the ballgame. You're up by 23. No sense just completely wearing your kids out. They do have a day break. They don't play tomorrow. They'll be back at it Friday. But any extra rest they can get certainly helps.
Triggering it in to Lydia Reed. Her shot missed. Rebound, and that's going to be a jump ball possession for Centralia. A nearside official almost called the foul on Reed's shot attempt. I think maybe gave the benefit of the doubt for that jump ball alternate possession to the Panthers.
Yeah, the official's talking to Hayden Kramer right now. He's maybe saying, we didn't quite call that one right.
2:35 to go. We've got a whistle here and a timeout here by Centralia. We'll take this one with them. 2:34 to go in this opening round state basketball game. Panthers dominating the Tigers. Centralia 48, St. John 25. Back after this here on 92.1 KMZA.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here in Dodge City, Jacob Oz with you. We got Kurt back at the studios. Centralia with a dominant performance thus far, 48-25 the lead over St. John. Again, this is a 15-11 ball game. Oz, 7 minutes to go in the first half. Centralia, since that point, really put it on the Titans.
Yeah, they've just absolutely taken it to them, and they've done it on the defensive end of the court, just frustrating St. John to no end. They just haven't let them run any sort of offense, and they've been uncomfortable the entire second half.
Out of the timeout by Centralia with the basketball are the Panthers, and they turn it over. It's Hayden Kramer. That's the 11th turnover on Centralia. Hayden Kramer, Cora Thompson, Keelan Rempe, Melena Becker into the game for the first time. Isabel Haverkamp for the Panthers. That reset of your lineup presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer. Here's a head fake and a jumper shot on the way, missed by Bonner. Rebound tapped out of bounds. It'll go to Centralia with 2:02 to go in this contest. Winner of this game will move on, face off against the winner of the 3-6 matchup, which is between the Troy Trojans and Central Plains. That game will be on 103.9 FM. At the conclusion of this one, Bosma will have the call for that as well. Here's Haverkamp. That's Isabel with the basketball. Gets it off to Keelan Rempe. 1:45 left in this one. Hayden Kramer now drives into the lane. Kicks it out. Isabel Haverkamp head fakes on a three. Off to Hayden Kramer, who drives middle of the lane. Pulls up from eight. That one, soft touch from Hayden Kramer, and she's had a fantastic ball game.
Yeah, she's done a really nice job attacking the middle of the paint, getting into the heart of the defense, and then just pull it up and in that little floater.
Mass substitutions here for Centralia as they will bring in for the first time tonight Maya Tanking, a 5'4" freshman, also in the game for the first time. Claire Heinen, a 5'6" junior, and Kyra Nehos, a 5'6" senior, into the game for Centralia. Timeout on the floor. We'll keep this one here. It's just a 30-second break. But you're seeing Coach Thompson emptying the bench. It's a 50-25 lead for the Panthers. And honestly, Boz, we talked about this matchup coming into this game. Might give Centralia some fits because of the size of 6'2" Lydia Reed. She averaged 12, 7, and 4 a game. The Panthers really didn't blink from the opening jump.
No, they haven't. I mean, here's what you'll see sometimes with that is you can be overly concerned about how you're going to attack an opposing big player. I don't think Centralia was worried about it at all. They've done exactly what they wanted to do this game. They had options with Tava Gibbs or Josie Haverkamp. I mean, there wasn't really any stress on, hey, how are we going to attack here? They just kept doing what they normally do. And then defensively, it's a lot easier, too. You don't have to worry about your half-court offense when you're getting turnovers and getting points in transition.
Out of the timeout, 1:30 to go in this ball game. St. John with the basketball trailing by 25. Here's Fisher guarded by Tanking. High post action now goes down to Lydia Reed. Her turnaround J is good. Reed now with 10 in the game. She's one of the few seniors on this St. John Tiger team. Here's Tanking with a right-handed dribble. Skips it right wing. That's Nehus. Kyra now back to the top and Heinen. Claire with one left-handed dribble. Back to Nehus. Into the right corner it goes. Here's Melena Becker. Drives baseline. Nice kick into the corner. It's Maya Tanking. Maya. Euro step, they say no, one extra step. It's a turnover, number 12 on Centralia. Maya Tanking with a smile on her face as she jogs back defensively. Into the game for the first time, Jennifer Garcia, as she replaces Lydia Reed, the 6'2 senior, as she gets a hug from her head coach, Danny Smith, knowing this is her final game in the blue and white. Under a minute to go in this one. Stick around for our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show, where Boz will select our Farmer State Bank player to bank on, presented by the Farmers State Bank with locations in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Baseline drive here by Jalen Fisher, and this will be it'll be two shots coming up here for Jalen Fisher as she is fouled by Centralia's Claire Heinen, who will get her name etched into the scorebook. Boz here at State with that personal foul. Two free throws here for Jalen Fisher, the freshman. First one off the mark, no good.
35.6 all that remains. How about a 35-16 run by Centralia since the 7-minute mark of the second quarter? Second free throw missed. Heinen with the rebound. Claire finds Maya tanking. Centralia could, if St. John's allows, could hold here, but tanking will drive to the left block. Kick it out. Claire Heinen, she'll try to get in the book with a three. That's no good. Rebound tapped out to Heinen. She'll drive baseline. Throws it up. No. Fight for the rebound out of bounds to the Tigers. I'd like to see that. I love it. Here's the thing I love at this point in the game. The bench, the starters are jumping up and down, excited for their teammates that, well, just wanting them to get a bucket. Under 15 seconds to go is the entire bench for Centralia. The 7-man rotation that has been so dominant here today cheers on their Panther team and the crowd behind us, that pep section for Centralia. Ball knocked out of bounds, just 2 seconds remaining. They're chanting, "Who rocks the house?" The Panthers are rocking this house right now, Boz.
Yeah, they are.
2 seconds to go. St. John's will trigger it in. Shot on the way by Bright, no good. And that'll do it. Your final score, Centralia 50, St. John 27. The Panthers are guaranteeing two more games here at the state tournament. They move on to the semifinals on Friday. We'll summarize and pick a player to bank on. It's all coming up in the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show after this timeout. You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Got your money till Friday,
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Warm weather is on the way, and it's time for spring cleaning. Cut down on clutter by signing up for paperless billing with Blue Valley Technologies. Tired of mail delays? No need to worry, with monthly invoices being sent directly to your email. Sign up before April 30th for paperless billing by changing your account settings online at bluevalley.net or call our office at 877-876-1228 and receive a one-time $20 bill credit.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
What a game here by Centralia as the Lady Panthers move on to
play on Friday in the semifinal round at 2 o'clock. We'll have that game for you right here on 92.1 KMZA. Jacob Oz with you. Kirk Hillman back at the studios, and Vaz, it's a 50-27 win for the Lady Panthers. They improved now to 24-0 on the season. I said 2 o'clock, I beg your pardon. Yes, it will be at 2 o'clock. They're now 24-0 on the season. They will take on the winner of Troy and Central Plains, game that will start here in about a half an hour from now over on 103.9 FM. But Centralia led early 15-9 at the end of one. They were up 15-11 with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. And all they did from that point on was dominate. 35-16 is how they outscore St. John in the rest of the ball game. Big time third quarter to come out the gate by Hayden Kramer. I know we'll talk about her in a little bit, but what a game by Centralia, forcing a lot of turnovers and just playing their game.
That's exactly right. They played their game. They did what they wanted to do. They got out, pressured full court. They sped them up offensively. Their defense really is what kept them in this game. In the first half, Centralia was not shooting the ball well at all, about 25% from the field. But when you play rock-solid defense, you're always going to have a chance, and that's what they did. They locked down defensively. They were getting a lot of shots. Balls just weren't falling for them in the first half. Second half, they settled down a little bit offensively, able to get going. And when you look at it, I mentioned those percentages. Centralia, 26.9% from the field in the first half. Second half, 42.9%. Really got after in the second half. But here's why that was so much better and why it was easy. They got a ton of steals. They had a ton of layups in transition, so much better shooting percentage when you're doing that on a fast break layup. For the game, they were 34%. Another big story for Centralia, not a fantastic free throw shooting team on the season. They were 80% tonight, 16 for 20 from the field. Tava Gibbs was phenomenal from the line, 8 of 9, which she's been kind of on a hot streak, so I don't want to talk about it too much. Let's not jinx anything. But it was really big night defensively. As you mentioned, forced 21 turnovers from St. John. Centralia had 15 steals. That means St. John, they weren't just throwing the ball out of bounds, turning it over. Centralia was stealing the ball, going the other direction, shooting layups. And that was really the big turning point in the game. We talked defensively what Centralia did. The top two scorers for St. John, Mia Meyer and Lydia Reed. Centralia held both of them to 10 points. Ooh. Those two averaged about 35 combined. You held them to 20. The rest of the team couldn't step up. You only had two other girls score. Gentry Bright had 5, and Lily Brummer had 2. That's it.
That's how you draw it up if you're going to get a win in the first round of the state tournament. This is a Centralia team, again, fourth time in the last 6 years here at the state tournament. And, Vaz, they want to do better than their runner-up in 2022. Their third-place finish last year. This is a group that has very familiar with making it to the semifinal round and making it to a state tournament championship game. They want to hoist that big trophy on Saturday. They did what they needed to do in step one. Now step two comes on Friday, where they will take on the winner of Troy and Central Plains. Final thing to do here today is the Farmer State Bank of Onega. Player to bank on, modern banking with timeless values with locations in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Boz, who are you feeling tonight?
So here real quick what I'm going to go through. Tava Gibbs, strong candidate for player of the game. 8 of 9 from the foul line, 10 points. She had 4 boards on the night, so she had a really good game. Owen Dieters finished with 10 points, 3 of 5 from the line. But my player of the game, Hayden Kramer. No question about it. She was the catalyst for this team defensively. Really good offensive night. She had 17 total points, just 4 in the first half. Really picked it up and gave her team a big boost in the second half.
All right, that'll do it for us here. Again, your Farmer State Bank player to bank on, Hayden Kramer of Centralia. 13 over 17 in the second half. The Panthers from Centralia move on. They win 50-27. For Kirk Kilman back at studio, my partner Boz, this is Jake Spaulding. Flip over to 103.9 FM because the winner of that contest will take on the Centralia Panthers on Friday. Again, that'll be Troy, Central Plains. Start time for that one in about 20 minutes on 103.9 KNZA. Thanks for listening to the Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile here on 92.1 FM KMZA. Once again, your final score, Centralia 50 and St. John 27 here on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.